Moses' infancy. Now a man belonging to the clan of Levi married a woman of his own tribe. She gave birth to a boy, and seeing that he was a beautiful child, she kept him hidden for 3 months. As she could not conceal him any longer, she made a basket out of papyrus leaves and coated it with tar and pitch. She then laid the child in the basket and placed it among the reeds near the bank of the Nile. But the sister of the child kept at a distance to see what would happen to him. Now the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe in the Nile. Her attendants, meanwhile, walked along the bank. When she saw the basket among the reeds, she sent her maidservant to fetch it. She opened the basket and saw the child. A boy, and he was crying. She felt sorry for him, for she thought, "This is one of the Hebrew children." Then the sister of the child said to Pharaoh's daughter,
"Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?"
Pharaoh's daughter agreed, and the girl went to call the mother of the child. Pharaoh's daughter said to her,
"Take the child and nurse him for me, and I will pay you."
So the woman took the child and nursed him. And when the child had grown, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, who adopted him as her son. And she named him Moses, to recall that she had drawn him out of the water.